Ah, it's my favorite time of year. The new season for Unsung. It premieres tomorrow night featuring Ike Turner from TV One. D'Angela Proctor is on the phone. Good morning, D'Angela. How are you?
I'm awesome. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
You know I love Unsung. I've said it before. I love it. We got a new season that starts tomorrow. First one is Ike Turner.
Ike Turner.
Yes.
And what makes Ike Turner unsung?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people have him. He's completely misunderstood from the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. While a lot of the stuff in there rings somewhat true, there's also his side of the story as well. And when the movie came out and he did the press circuit around it, he didn't help his case by saying, "I only hit her once." Or I only hit her with my fist once. But he actually has a really compelling story. And the fact that he is credited with recording the first rock and roll song, I think that makes him unsung.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, okay, so Ike is dead. So who did you get to tell his story?
Well, we actually have a lot of footage of him.
Because he wasn't afraid to talk, was he?
No, that's funny. We have a lot of archive
footage. Even with that hairdo.
We have archive footage of him and Tina, and we have some of the women from the Ike and Turner Review. We have band members, the road manager. We have his children. I mean, it's a well-rounded story.
And so was there anything in this? I always like to find out, because everybody thinks that they know the story. Anything that surprised you, D'Angela?
You know, what was really the most interesting thing to me was the two people that introduced him to cocaine.
Wow.
And they were.
Who were?
Okay, drum roll.
Okay.
Red Fox and Elvis Presley.
Red Fox?
And Elvis Presley.
Red Fox and Elvis Presley.
Wow.
In Vegas.
Of course.
Yeah, well, it had to be there. Yeah, where else? Wow.
And he just took to it because it, you know, he didn't sleep a lot, as you know, as it were. But once he was introduced to cocaine, he could not sleep for literally days so that he could focus on the music.
So did that lead to his abuse of people such as Tina Turner? Was that a part of it, his drug use?
Well, there are a lot of things that contributed to how he treated people. You got to watch the episode, okay. But he has... you know, when he was a young boy, he had some things that happened to him that were pretty traumatic.
Was there anybody in there that was giving Tina's side of it? I know it's his story, but just, you know.
We used archive footage of her. Mm-hmm. She told her own story. Gotcha.
Sweetie Pies was in it?
Yeah.
Miss Robbie.
What's Miss Robbie?
She was a former Ikea. Did you interview her?
Yeah, all right.
You know, I don't have that list. I don't recall, but we had three Ike and Turner Review people, and we had one Ike Turner Review person, and we had like three people in the band. We had lots of people. You can imagine I watched, you know, quite a bit of Unsung.
I bet.
You had three old Ikeettes.
Who else can we?
You said old.
Yeah, well, they got to be old by now.
Yeah.
They got to be old by now.
They got to be 70 years old.
Well, Ike was 70-something when he died, so, and that was almost 10 years ago.
He was 70-something, but, you know, when he and Tina got together, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these people, I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell that they could have been in the Ike and Tina Turner Review. And they look great.
When some you can, though.
It held up, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
Who else can we look forward to this season?
Oh, my gosh. We have Otis Redden.
Yeah.
We have DJ Quick. Yeah. My favorite, Chuck Brown and the Story of Go-Go.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's got to be great.
Yes, it's outstanding.
It's back.
We have Escape and Kid and Play.
All right.
Nice. Unsung is back.
Unsung is back tomorrow night. The unsung story of Ike Turner.
And the old Ikeettes.
Uncompromised.
That's right.
The story of Ike Turner. Okay.